We're 3 weeks away from Election Day. Now, that used to mean something. Now Election Day is awash in early voting, and you have so many more opportunities to perform your civic duty. So let's talk about all of it right now. I want to welcome in our Secretary of State, Nancy Landry. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well today.
No, thanks. Glad to have you on. Welcome back to the show and welcome into the studio.
It's my first time in the studio.
Well, it won't be your last, to be sure. We got a lot of ground to cover today. And November 5th is going to be huge.
The big election, the biggest of our lifetime, people say.
I believe that's every election move. Anyway. What do we need to know as of right now?
Today is an important deadline. If you are not registered to vote, today is the deadline to register to vote. If you are a U.S. citizen and you will be 18 years old by November 5th, you're eligible to vote if you're a Louisiana resident in Louisiana. And you can register online at govote.com, GEAUXvote.com. Or you can use our award-winning app, GoVote mobile app.
I have the GoVote mobile app. Is an absolute vital tool on election day because you pull up your sample ballot. In fact, you read through everything. You could check off the amendments you want to vote on so you don't have to reread them once you're in the booth. It's about as convenient can get.
Exactly. All right, so it is very, very handy.
Let's talk about the GoVote mobile app. It's been around for a couple secretaries of state now, but it's been kind of tweaked along the way to keep up with the times. How much have you put into that in your short time in office?
We're always tweaking it. We always take suggestions from people on how we can make it better. And we have now have a program where you can sign up to get notifications on your absentee ballot if you vote absentee.
Okay.
And there are, you know, different ways you can use the app. You can use it to check your voter registration status, to change your voter registration status, to change your party, or to just get your sample ballot, which is what most people use it for. And it's like you said, it's really handy. You can check off how you're going to vote. Then when you get in the voting booth, you don't waste any time trying to remember which constitutional amendment you wanted to vote for and which ones you didn't.
Every single time out. And I'll tell you this one, too, and I'm probably peeling back the curtain a little bit too much on the show. I use it for the election results because you can pull up all kinds of elections in the past, and I sound so much smarter than I am. Because I've got the results right there at my fingertips right there. I don't have to memorize things from past elections when talking about them for future elections. We've got Nancy Landry, our Secretary of State, in with us. You get the GoVote mobile app. It is there at your fingertips. You can register to vote on the mobile app. You need to register to vote by today because, well, it's the deadline because coming up Friday.
Friday, early voting starts.
Yeah.
And we have 10 days of early voting now for presidential elections. That's a change in the law. Mm-hmm. We did it temporarily in 2020, and the legislature made it a permanent change in 2021. And so this will be the first presidential election where we have permanent change, and we have 10 days of early voting.
What brings that about to need 10 days?
It just gives people ample time to vote in 2 weekends, and we don't early vote on Sundays, though, so it's not on Sundays, but it's from 8:30 to 6, from the 18th of October to the 29th of October. And that gives everybody plenty of opportunity to vote either in person early or they can vote on Election Day on November 5th. So there's no excuse not to vote in Louisiana.
Yeah, well, I was talking about this earlier on the show. We have Jeff Carrera from Ringside Politics down in New Orleans visits on the show every Tuesday. And I romantic about it. Maybe I'm just a little bit old school, but I'm an election day guy. I want to go into the voting booth on election day. I want to bring my kids in with me to pass on that tradition of why it's important as a citizen, why it's your civic duty as a citizen to show up and vote. And I don't think it just doesn't feel the same to early vote, but it's overwhelmingly popular.
It is. And there are plenty of people who feel the same way you do. My sister's one of them. She will only vote on election day. I always want to make sure, just in case something comes up on election day, that I've already taken care of it. If there's a big game, if you get sick, if there's, you know, car accident, anything could happen. And so I always like to just take care of it right away in early voting. And in early voting, you're voting in person. You can bring your kids. They can watch you vote. Mm-hmm. It's the same. It's a very similar experience to voting in person on election day. And it's, you know, safe and secure, and you can be confident that your vote is counting when you go vote in person on early voting.
Percentage-wise, how many folks show up for early voting versus an election day?
I think the percentage is around 35% who prefer to vote early voting in person.
Okay. That's a big number.
It is, and it seems to grow every year. Of course, presidential years are our highest turnout elections. That's when we have the most people interested in voting. And so we will have high numbers. So that's another reason why we have an extra few days to early vote as well.
It will always baffle me because there are so many different things on the ballot that affect our day-to-day lives right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And yet, like, I'm not trying to downplay the presidential election, but this isn't going to be decided in Louisiana. So we're all going to show up to vote for an election that's going to be settled in quote-unquote swing states. So, but everything else on that ballot is has a direct effect on our day-to-day lives. We've got our Secretary of State, Nancy Landry, in with us. What's new in your office for Election Day? Is there any changes within? Because I know you ran on a platform of wanting to put in a lot of your own, you know, tweaks and changes along the way. Has there been time to get to any of that yet?
And we have made some changes. We had 11 election integrity bills in the legislature, but voters will not see any difference on Election Day. They're not going to, other than the 10 days of early voting, which was already a change in the law in 2021, they won't see any difference. But we had some significant changes to election integrity laws, two bills in particular that will help us clean up our voter rolls. And so voters won't notice that on Election Day, but we will certainly notice it and we'll feel more confident that our voter rolls are cleaner.
So that segues me right to where I wanted to go, was about voter rolls. How are we looking right now? How clean are our rolls?
So every year we do what's called an annual canvas, and that's a tool that allows us to verify voters on our voter rolls who may have changed address, and we ask them to verify their address. And if they don't respond and they don't verify their address, we're allowed to move them to an inactive status. And then if they stay on that inactive status through two federal election cycles, they can be canceled as voters. And so if you're on inactive status, you can still vote. So it's you still have an opportunity to vote, and that would move you automatically back to active status. But we do that every year. And we had a bill this session, though. It was a bill by Representative Les Farnham that will allow us to have additional tools to verify voters who haven't voted in 10 or more years. So in addition to having a change of address, we will also be able to verify voters who have kind of gone silent and haven't voted in 10 or more years. And we can ask them to verify, are you still with us? Do you still want to vote? Are you, you know, do you still live in Louisiana? And if they don't respond, we'll be able to also move them.
How difficult of a process is that? Because I feel like anybody that would be, any follow-up that's needed, the harder you have to chase them, where's the pushback going to come from? It doesn't feel like it would come from the voter who's inactive.
No, it's a great way to clean up our voter rolls, and we estimate that over 160,000 people fall into that category that haven't voted in 10 or more years.
Wait a minute, say that number again?
160,000 people.
160,000 in Louisiana?
In Louisiana, there are 160,000 people who haven't voted in 10 or more years. And so we anticipate that this is going to be a great way to clean up our voter rolls and make them even more accurate because, you know, clean elections start with clean voter rolls.
100%.
And that is, a goal of mine is to clean up our voter rolls. And so this new law is going to be very effective in keeping our voter rolls clean. And by the way, it passed 3 times before, and it was vetoed 3 times by the previous administration. So I'm happy to say that Governor Landry signed it into law this year, and so we're really excited about that taking effect next year.
It's one that I've never understood why this was about party, because it shouldn't. This was about if you actively choose to not show up, if you actively say I'm not a part of the process for a decade. We're not talking about missing a March tax election. We're not talking about putting 2 more mils on your property taxes for a decade. It just it baffles me that we wouldn't want to keep that tight in order to keep everything above board.
Who wouldn't want clean voter rolls?
Right.
That's always been my question. And so, you know, I think it's a bipartisan issue. It you know, makes sure that the people that are on our rolls are eligible voters in Louisiana.
We got a couple minutes left with our Secretary of State, Nancy Landry. You've been touring the state.
I have.
What are you learning? What are you seeing? What's out there?
I've had 8 stops around the state, and I've been meeting with our local election officials to see if, you know, they have any questions leading up to this very important election. And been visiting our warehouses where our equipment is stored and kept under lock and key, and meeting with our warehouse staff and just, you know, putting my ear to the ground to see, you know, how what the feel is before before November 5th. And
what,
so it's
what
been,
is the feel?
It's been great. Everybody feels confident. They feel like they're ready. All questions have been answered, and we're in full mode of getting ready for the election. We're ready for early voting to start Friday, and then we're ready for anything that could happen on election day. We have plan A, plan B, plan C, and plan D always in the works.
How are we staffed up wise for poll workers?
Some parishes are doing fine, and some parishes are still in need of poll workers. Mm-hmm. And so they are continuing to do training online or training courses. So if you are interested in learning more about elections, making a few bucks before Christmas, it's a great way to get involved in your community, learn the ins and outs of elections. You'll feel more confident about how safe our elections are if you work as a poll commissioner. And we have many aging out of the system. We have a lot of poll workers who are in their 80s and have decided to retire. And it's a long day, and we need people who maybe are new empty nesters, maybe young people. We need to replace our aging out population, and we would love to have anybody interested. Contact your local clerk of court if you're interested in working as a poll commissioner.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where, like, you see more and more people age out, and they're not replenished at the rate that they're going out at. It's sad because it's such a – well, first of all, it's easy money. I mean, it's a long day. It's a long day to be sure. But, I mean, sitting in an air-conditioned room right there watching the process happen, which is pretty cool in and of itself.
And there's so many people who are interested in watching and observing, and my advice to them is don't just watch and observe. Don't just become a poll watcher. Make yourself useful, become a poll commissioner, and then, you can actually see everything and make some money and help us out at the same time. Because we couldn't put on our elections without these people who work so hard in every election. It's thousands of them across the state.
So everything with me is a sports analogy. So it's, would you rather have a front row seat or a field pass? That's where it is with that. She is Secretary of State Nancy Landry. Before we get out of here, is there anything I missed? Is there anything we need to know before November 5th that is just... top of mind.
Just be sure to bring your ID when you go to vote. We are a photo ID state, and you have to show ID to vote. And and if you have not registered, today's the deadline.
Yep.
Midnight tonight, 11:59:59. You have to register by today.
Which, once again, you could do via the app, via the website, or showing up actually to register to vote. Nancy Landry, thank you so much for a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you.